From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues this series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Balanced Beauty of a Well-Ordered Life. The text is Genesis 21, verses 22 through 34, the account of the establishment of a covenant between Abraham and Abimelech. It was a time of relative peace in Abraham's life, a time of drawing into a deeper experience of God. Abraham had grown much in the Lord since that time when he was called out of Ur of the Chaldees. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will focus on three aspects of Abraham's life that reveal his life of faith. First, there was the public aspect, showing how Abraham lived among heathen people, showing them by his life the reality of the God he served. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God in just a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Prayer for Peace. The text is Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 7. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. The principle involved in this text would suggest to all of us who are the Lord's strangers and foreigners that we should be desirous to promote the peace and prosperity of the people among whom we dwell. Specially should our nation and our city be blessed by our constant intercession. An earnest prayer for your country and other countries is well becoming in the mouth of every believer. Eagerly let us pray for the great boon of peace, both at home and abroad. If strife should cause bloodshed in our streets, or if foreign battle should slay our brave soldiers, we should all bewail the calamity. Let us therefore pray for peace, and diligently promote those principles by which the classes at home and the races abroad may be bound together in bonds of amity. We ourselves are promised quiet in connection with the peace of the nation, and this is most desirable. For thus we can bring up our families in the fear of the Lord, and also preach the gospel without let or hindrance. Today let us be much in prayer for our country, confessing national sins, and asking for national pardon and blessing, for Jesus' sake.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial life strains it unceasingly falls on my soul like an infinite
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest, as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. Once again, that's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. And in this connection, we'd like to call your attention to an especially new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there apostles in the church today? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Once you've got to the cross, then you can learn from what the Lord here records regarding Abraham And as you look at him, you will see what I have called the balanced beauty of a well-ordered life. And you'll see that Abraham's time at Beersheba shows God's people that their well-ordered life will have a public aspect, a private aspect, and a very personal aspect. In other words, we must live our lives in the world, in the family, and in the secret place. We must live with others. We must live with our family. And we must live with ourselves and with our God. Now, these are three aspects that we're going to pay attention to because they are the components of a well-ordered life. Let me say before we look at them that they must never be permitted to be competitors. We can never allow the public and the private and the personal elements in our lives to come into conflict or competition. In other words, we can never allow ourselves to be torn in different directions. And I think that when you get to where Abraham was and you are dwelling with God where Abraham dwelt, you will find that your public duties and your private duties and your personal duties will all come together in a harmony that will create an entity of great beauty, a balance, that will be a blessing in your life. This is something that's easy to say, and yet so many people can never get it right. Preachers particularly are very prone to make this mistake and commit this sin. I have known men to give themselves to a public life, and because of the demands of that public life, they have neglected their private life. Their wives reared their children, but their hands had practically no directive power in the family at all. I have known preachers to be so taken up with the public life that they not only neglected their private life, but they neglected their personal life. I know preachers who have become so busy administrating churches and schools and all that goes with the modern church that they have not time to study God's Word. They have not time to pray. They rush into the secret place and they rush out again. The different elements in their lives are in constant competition. They're being torn in so many directions. That is not a balanced or beautiful life. That is a life that, however successful it appears to the world, is unworthy of a Christian, and it's unworthy of the Christian Savior. We are called to the balance and the beauty of the kind of life that's well ordered, as we see in the case of Abraham. Let me say, as we look at this first and foremost, that insofar as it involved no compromise of his faithfulness to God or to his family, Abraham lived in peace and harmony with the ungodly around him. That was his public life. Abraham recognized surely that he was not of the world, but he equally recognized that he had to live in it. And so he did not seek to isolate himself from sinners, even from heathen sinners like the Philistines. He accepted the responsibility that was his of being God's prophet and God's servant among such people. Earlier in the 20th chapter, we read how he had prayed for Abimelech
And God had answered his prayer. Now he promised that he would deal truly and kindly with Abimelech. That he would live his life and trade among the Philistines as a man of God. That as God's servant he would go in and out among them, maintaining the highest level of ethical relationships with them as he sought to glorify his God and do good to the people among whom he lived. What a pattern for the people of God. Colossians 4 verse 5 tells us, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, to them who are outside the church. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Writing to the Romans in chapter 12, verse 18, Paul instructs the people of God, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. He takes up the same theme of our relationship with the ungodly around us, writing to the Thessalonians, first in chapter 5, verse 15, he says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. In chapter 4, verse 12 of that same epistle, he says, walk honestly toward them that are without. Now, those are commands to the whole body of the people of God. Writing to the elders of the church particularly, in 1 Timothy 3:7, he says, an elder must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into the reproach and snare of the devil. In other words, one of the qualifications of an elder is that he does have a public life in which he has established a testimony among ungodly and worldly men. Like Abraham then, God's people are called to walk before men as men of God. Notice what we're told. We're to be wise. We're to be good. We have to make sure that in our dealings with the world, there is nothing that will compromise our testimony. We must learn to deal with the unsaved, the ungodly, truly and kindly. We must learn to seek their greatest good. In other words, what this is saying is when you walk out there in this big bad world, the tendency, and this is a growing tendency among Christians, this is one of the reasons for the current state of impotence in the Christian church. The tendency is, let us withdraw into our own little cocoon. Let us make a society within a society. Now there's a way in which the church is a society within a society. But follow what I'm saying. We say, let us withdraw into that. Let us cut off contact with that big, bad world out there. Wouldn't it be nice if we never had to deal with a liar and a cheat and a wicked, perverse, foul-mouthed or evil-minded man? Wouldn't it be nice if all we ever had to deal with was within the sweet fellowship of God's church? Let's therefore isolate ourselves from that rotten old world out there. And it sounds so very spiritual, but it is the very antithesis of spirituality. And it is the death knell of evangelism. People who isolate themselves, they may try now and again to say, I'll be a witness for Christ, your witness will be useless. This is one of the great weaknesses of modern witnessing techniques. It's the hit and run mentality of so many churches. We have no involvement with the people among whom we live. We have no level at all of integration with them. We are strangers coming to tell them of a strange God and a strange gospel, and we have never given them the opportunity of seeing Christ at work in their very midst. We are not called to isolation. We are called to ensure that we live among the ungodly as witnesses of Jesus Christ, that without compromise to our personal testimony, without compromise to God's word or commandment, we live among men as witnesses for our Savior. Now let me tell you, this is the biblical meaning of separation. Separation is not isolation. Isolation is a popish doctrine that put monks and nuns in cells and let the world perish. Separation is that which has a man or a woman strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, strong in their personal walk with God, that enables them to go into the world as shining lights and witnesses for Christ without succumbing to the standards of the world round about them. Like Abraham, we must not compromise either our God or his gospel or our testimony. In that sense, the sense of compromise with evil, James says the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. It's the friendship of compromise. That has nothing to do with what Abraham was living out here. Rather, we should relate Abraham's stand and life among the unsaved more with what is said of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. You will notice even that the Apostle Paul gave the early Christians instructions how to behave themselves when they were in social intercourse with the heathen. He never said, get out of that society. No. He said, you don't touch its sin and you don't go into any place that is going to compromise your testimony. But insofar as you're not compromising, be like your Savior. Walk among the ungodly. Live among the ungodly. And as Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Abraham then lived his life among the unsaved, among the ungodly, in peace, in harmony, committing himself to their greatest good. Oh, that God would do that for you and me.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.